Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Every Wednesday afternoon, we put your questions to our expert. And today I'm chatting to Trevor Grant. He's the chairperson of the Association of Irish Mortgage Advisors. Trevor, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andrea.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
How is all in the mortgage lending world at the moment? Busy?
Yeah, interestingly, still very busy, even given the time of year. COVID did many things to the mortgage industry and the property market. But one of the things that it did was remove the whole seasonality of things. So the market's never, ever quiet just because it's the summer. The only time it's really quiet is around Christmas time.
So it's a very consistent market. Pre-COVID, what was the busy time?
Pre-COVID, I suppose the quiet time, if you like, was generally the summertime. And later in the year, used to be quite quiet. So you used to have years ago the builders' holidays and there was nobody able to get into houses and new houses. So the seasonality has been removed completely. So it's a very sort of consistent market at the moment.
Okay. 087 1400 106. That is the number. If you have a question for Trevor today, send it in to me on WhatsApp. Drop us a voice note or you can give us a shout. 1800 453 106 is the number. Liz is wondering, what's the advantage to paying off your mortgage early? I am in a position to do so, but I'm wondering if it's more advantageous regarding tax breaks. I'm a single mum working on a contractual basis.
So a tax break, effectively, there should be no reason or tax consideration from paying off your mortgage on your home loan perspective. The first thing to do is to make sure you are able to pay it off, that you're not going to be penalised in any way by making a lump sum payment or an excessive payment. And the other thing to do is to make the decision wisely. Clearly, it makes a lot of sense to pay your mortgage off as quickly as possible because we all would love to have a home. First of all, we'd love to love a home and lots of people don't have one. But those who do have homes who have mortgages would love to be rid of the mortgage. But it's very important that you make a solid financial decision. I would have come across people in the past who were fortunate enough to maybe pay a very large sum off their mortgage or clear their mortgage entirely, only to find at a later stage they may have needed some money to do something quite important to them. And that money either wasn't available or was going to be expensive. So I'd make a sort of a broad decision on my financial planning matters before I made that. And as I said, the first thing to do is make sure you're not being penalised by your lender to do so.
Where are interest rates, mortgage interest rates at the moment? There's been some reduction by some of the lenders, hasn't there?
There has been. There's a narrative that suggests that mortgage home loan rates are going to fall significantly as ECB rates will fall. And unfortunately, that is not true. ECB started to increase their interest rates in July 22 and ceased around October 23. And the ECB rates went up about 4.5%. But the home loan lenders only increased rates by just over 2% on average. So what we've seen is some early reductions and realignment of interest rates by all of the lenders before ECB cut. And but very much the message coming out from the lenders that we didn't put our rates up by as much as the ECB did, so we won't be bringing them down in parallel with them. So rates have marginally fallen. We'd expect a few more cuts due to competition reasons. It's a very competitive market. From a home buyer's perspective, it's very, very hard to find a house, which means the mortgage market is not as big as it should be. So therefore, lenders are trying to be increasingly competitive to get your business. So from a rate perspective, rates, the lowest rate available on the market today is 3.45%. That comes with lots of conditions. So expect rates to fall slowly, maybe one more cut across all lenders by the end of the year. But don't expect home loan rates to fall in line with ECB cuts.
Don't expect it. Okay. A listener is wondering, can I switch out of a buy-to-let mortgage?
So the buy-to-let space, for lots of reasons, is not a very competitive market with lenders. So the problem with that is that the interest rates available to a buy-to-let customer, number one, there aren't very many options. There aren't a lot of lenders in that space. And buy-to-let mortgages are very expensive. So depending on who you're with, you may already have the best deal. But by and large, it's difficult, unless you're on a very high rate, to get a much better rate elsewhere. But I'd suggest that your listener maybe contacts a mortgage broker who can give them market-based advice, tell them where their current rate sits in line with the rest of the market, and make a decision from there.
Okay. Ray is wondering, he says, I recently did a retrofit of a derelict house before the new scheme was launched, so I didn't get any grants. The retrofit house, it was uninhabitable, and so I borrowed against my apartment as collateral to secure the loan for the retrofit. The bank class this as a buy-to-let mortgage, which is close to 5%. I've moved into the house now and I'd like to switch to a green mortgage. Is that possible?
It's definitely possible. Everything is subject to individual circumstances. But if you have a green property and you want to raise money on it and you can prove why you want to raise it, that's certainly something that a lender would be willing to look at.
Okay. I'm applying for a first-time mortgage. I have savings for a renovation or a self-build. I'm 50. I can only get a mortgage for 18 years. Is there any way of having a longer period but paying it off sooner when it suits?
So there's a couple of questions there. So the first thing is that a number of lenders will lend to age 70 as standard. And in recent times, lenders have suggested that where a borrower can demonstrate the ability to repay a mortgage post-retirement, they will consider longer terms. Now, that's not normal and it's not standard. And it remains to be seen, will it be followed through on in terms of actual approvals? But you should be able to borrow up to age 70 with a number of lenders as opposed to 68 based on your caller's question. In terms of paying it off, it comes down to the terms and conditions attached to the mortgage. So if you have plans in the initial phase of your mortgage to pay it down, you should ensure that your mortgage contract allows you to do that. But once your initial terms cease to apply, for example, a 3 or 5 year fixed rate, you can always make a decision to pay it down or indeed to switch mortgage provider, and a new provider may give you more flexible terms.
Okay, so just check around with the providers on that really, is it?
Exactly, yeah. Check around. Yeah.
Listener says, I'm 40, female, with no mortgage. I am renting in Dublin and I've 60 grand in savings. I teach and I do freelance work. I'm aware that I should look into a mortgage, but I just don't know where to start. Does your mortgage advisor have advice? What do I need to have prepared in advance of a mortgage meeting? And the prospect of buying in Dublin seems expensive and unrealistic, even though it is where I work and live.
So a couple of things there. First of all, have a conversation with a mortgage broker who gives you market-based advice, because they'll talk to you in terms of the market and look at all of your circumstances. In terms of the information you need for that initial conversation, you should have your most recent 6 months bank statements available and understand all of your financial commitments and your earnings. Probably sounds really silly. A lot of people don't actually realise what they earn. So they think they earn a certain amount. And then when they go to prove it, it might be something different. Now, that generally applies to the self-employed, but could also apply to the employed. So look, have a conversation. The fact that you're a teacher, the trick is that a lot of people are having to purchase further and further away from work to find a property that's affordable. That can be a challenge, particularly where you're a teacher, so hybrid working obviously isn't an option. However, some lenders will consider a reasonable commute. So if it can be proven that the commute's reasonable and that it's possible. Mm. And also remember, teachers tend to have holidays at Easter and at Christmas and at the summertime.
And they do freelance work as well, and she says. I don't know what area.
But yeah. So look, as I said,
other means.
Have a conversation, look at all of your income, get a holistic view on what's possible in terms of borrowing, and then based on your conversation, see what kind of a commutable distance may be practical to get an approval for.
Why are green mortgages always fixed mortgages and not variable?
So there's no specific reason for that, other than lenders can raise funds at a cheaper rate for green properties and green mortgages and green lending than standard lending. They're incentivized to do so, so they borrow at a cheaper rate. So I suppose the market initially introduced a 4 year fixed rate, and it used to be that you could only borrow on a green rate at 4 years, but that's now changed. So the practical reason is probably that banks, when they're borrowing money themselves, can borrow it at a certain rate and lend out at a certain rate, and therefore they're guaranteed on their margin. It's not impossible for a lender to lend on a green variable rate, but just nobody does currently.
Just they don't. Okay. Is that just exclusive to Ireland?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Okay.
In most countries, most countries, though, mortgages are borrowed at fixed rates anyway and longer-term fixed rates.
Okay. We've 10 and a half years left on our home tracker mortgage. We are a B2 BER, so we could get a cheaper rate fixing for 5 years. Would we lose the tracker, and should we switch?
So unless it's agreed explicitly in writing by a lender, if you come off your tracker rate to go onto a fixed rate, you lose your tracker rate. It's gone. So it's a very important decision to look at. A lot of people traded their trackers when ECB rates started to increase because they were able to get much better terms and they were uncertain as to where the tracker rates would go. So it's really a question of sitting down and saying, right, in practical terms, how far is ECB likely to fall? The ECB base rate is unlikely to fall lower than 2 or 2.5%. So obviously you add your tracker margin to that and then look around at the green rates. If you've 10 and a half years left, you might look at locking in for 5 years at a much lower rate and be and gaining certainty now. But it's a big decision. And again, you just need to do the maths.
Okay. We're trying to sell a property that's connected to the family home, which is under our mortgage. We're going to pay off the mortgage when that sale is finalised. The bank is looking for a lot of paperwork for this. How can we simplify this matter between the bank and our solicitor?
I really need to know the specifics of that.
Okay.
Whether
so
the property is physically connected to the family home or whether it's just attached to it by ways of a cross charge.
Okay.
Two very different things.
I'm going to be in a position in 2 years' time to pay off my mortgage in full 15 years early, says this listener. In the meantime, to make life a bit easier, I was thinking about going interest only on the mortgage for 2 years and then pay the lot off. Does going interest only affect your credit rating? And does any lender offer a 2 year interest only mortgage?
So the first thing is that no lender offers very interest only mortgages. They are something that were a extremely large phenomenon during the crash. Prior to the crash, and they ended up resulting in nothing but problems during the crash. So the only way you'll get interest only on your mortgage from any lender is if you're experiencing difficulty and you can demonstrate to them that you actually require it. And if you are experiencing difficulty with repaying your mortgage, a lender is obliged to come up with what's called an alternative repayment arrangement. And that may include interest-only payments or part interest payments, interest and capital payments rather. But a lender will not voluntarily just give you a variable rate mortgage.
You won't get it.
You won't get it. No.
I'm about to remortgage after a 5 year contract. I was on roughly 2%. And I'm terrified of the rise in payments. It'll take a lot of my income and make a big difference to my available money each month. So what advice do you have?
So again, and I'm sounding like a broken record, talk to a broker, understand every option available to you on the market and see what is the cheapest alternative option you can plumb for based on your circumstances.
Because they're on 2%. I mean, that sounds incredible when you say the lowest at the moment is what, 3.5?
The lowest at the moment, 3.45. And in 2020 and 2021, you were able to borrow 1.95% up to 7 years.
It's a serious jump, isn't it?
It's a very serious jump. Unfortunately, rates were artificially low, but they became normal to all of us.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult to move away from what we consider to be normal. So it is a jump. A lot of people coming off low fixed rates, particularly this year, next year,
I understand that worry. Yeah, I can see it.
Are going to come on to higher rates.
Just finally, Trevor, I'm 44. Can I get a mortgage and arrange to make yearly payments when I have more money available to me instead of monthly?
No, unfortunately not. Your mortgage must be paid on a monthly basis, paying down the capital and interest.
Listen, Trevor, loads of insight and information for listeners there today. Thanks a million for joining us here.
Thanks very much.
Not at all.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.